Hi, Odyssey fans. I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine.
And I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Coming up on the podcast, we'll have a preview of this weekend's episode from 28 Hours. But first, we're talking to an alliance organization about our latest club adventure, Showdown in Sanpoco.
This is our second alliance this year, after global health outreach in Results May Vary back in June. This time around, we worked with Healing Hands International, creators of the Magi boxes.
Let's talk to Mark Gent, the director of Magi over at Healing Hands.
Mark, thanks for being on the podcast today.
Thank you for having me. We are honored to be part of it.
Oh, the privilege is ours. Well, let's start by learning about your role at Healing Hands International and then some of the diverse projects that make up the ministry.
Yeah, so my role as the director of Magi is to oversee just the organization and coordination of with all of our 200-plus churches who are part of our Magi ministry as we then get Magi boxes to different locations around the world, which we'll talk about today. And then I also am the host for our podcast that we launched last summer that's called It Takes a Village.
Nothing in Odyssey happens overnight. It takes years for shows to come together, and that was the case here. So looking back, how did the connection between Adventures in Odyssey and Healing Hands come to be?
A couple of years ago, I believe Bob reached out to Lisa Van Dyke, who's our over our marketing team here at Healing Hands. And from what I have recall, it was that Bob was just searching for a ministry that worked with sewing and had a sewing ministry. Mm. And we've had a sewing ministry here at Healing Hands for years. And Bob, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe from there that led you to just finding out about what we do with Magi and learning about that part of our ministry. It sounds like the beauty of Google led you down a rabbit hole that might have it led you to finding out what we do.
Yeah. Well, you know, we started out with the idea of a different show, of incorporating the sewing ministry with a different program. But then as we got further and further along with that story, we realized it might not be the best way to represent what you do. And then the writer of that story looked a little deeper. It was Phil Lawler. And he found the Magi Box program, and he thought, well, I think I know where I want to go with this. So this
That's
is one
awesome.
Of the reasons it took us a couple of years, because we had gotten a pretty good distance down the road with one program and then decided to back burner it for another one. So yeah, long time coming, but I think it's worth the wait.
Well, thank you. We're honored to tell you a little bit more about it.
Yeah, and with this episode, Showdown in Sanpoco, it does actually highlight what's happening with the Magi boxes. So in a nutshell, what are Magi boxes and how do they get from families in the United States to children overseas?
So the Magi boxes, if you can envision a shoebox that is logoed with Magi and Healing Hands, that's essentially physically what it looks like. But then we've worked with, again, partner churches and schools and organizations all across the country who fill the Magi boxes with contents to from education supplies to hygiene products to clothes, nutritional items, and even some toys that we then, again, over 200 churches from all across the country, and they come into our warehouse. And then we ship them to seven different locations around the world.
Now, this episode takes place in Guatemala, but as you said, Magi boxes actually go out to locations all over the world. So tell us about the different places these boxes go.
The Magi boxes, about 75% of our Magi boxes that we send out go to Honduras. Last year, we shipped out close to 26,000 Magi boxes, and we partner with Mission Lazarus in Honduras, and we've done that from the beginning over 20 years ago, and they have a great just ministry and system in place to be able to receive our Magi boxes. But we've also, over the years, developed partners in Haiti, in the Dominican Republic. We have a ministry on the Texas-Mexico border that distributes them to about 20 churches on either side of the border. We have a new partner in Paraguay that we shipped Magi to last year. That's a really neat story. Brittany is her name on the ground, and Brittany actually is here from America, and she used to go on Magi trips herself, and now she's a missionary in Paraguay, and she receives them. And also in Zambia is another location where We have long time sent Magi boxes.
Obviously, with the story we told in Odyssey, you can't share every single God story in a 25-minute audio drama. So can you share maybe one powerful story about the Magi Box ministry that didn't make it into the episode?
Yeah, I've got a story that just came in a couple of weeks ago. We're in the process of seeing how we can respond to the humanitarian crisis from the Ukraine. And our staff was in Romania and Croatia and Poland. And just because we have sent Magi over there over 20 years ago when we first started Magi, Jana Owen on our staff and Cindy Herring, they were working in a church in Cluj, Romania. And they met a preacher from that church, and his name is Dragos. And Jana and Cindy were telling Dragos about Magi, and here he is serving the refugees, feeding over 20,000 people now the last 6 months.
Wow.
And they're just loving and encouraging the refugees. And Magi comes up, and just in topic of conversation, and Dragos said, "Oh, I got a Magi box when I was a kid, and I have a wallet that I still use from that Magi
wow.
box." And he went and got his wallet. And it's just such a small world that they just happened to be in that church with somebody who was a kid 20 years ago, who's now a preacher serving refugees. And, you know, what he puts in his back pocket every day and takes with him is a wallet that came out of his Magi box from when he was a kid.
Wow, that's a great story. And of course, different people who give and donate their time, volunteer, have different levels of engagement with the children that are being impacted. In our story, in the adventure showdown in Sampoco, we have a woman who remembers actually giving the box. That doesn't happen all the time, though, does it?
No, very rarely. You know, often we have a few people that will go on our Magi trips, but out of the thousands of people around the country who contribute to Magi, that's just a handful. But for those who do go and they do see the impact, they're just reminded of what a small gift can mean to a kid. You know, it's not necessarily that what's inside the Magi box is going to change their life forever. I mean, it's going to give them joy in the moment and the days and weeks or maybe months that follow, and it may provide them for that day and some of the essentials. But it's really the lasting impact that somebody that they will never meet thought of them in such a way to love them and show them Jesus. And what I loved about the story was just how it captured life in a developing country for kids and for people who find themselves desperate in desperate situations, and how when you're in poverty, like that desperation can lead you to doing things that you may not do otherwise. But how so many years later, that harmonica that lady had put in the Magi box ended up being something that made a difference. And it was a reminder of just God's love in that moment.
You know, we tried to capture the Magi box experience and how they work in the episode, but I have to ask, what about that final show surprised you?
The show was so well done, and it really captured the essence of Magi and gave a great example of a story. And I like to say that for those who often send and are engaged in these Magi boxes, they're sending them to kids and families whose names they'll never hear and whose faces they'll never see. But what I love about the end of that story is when Pastor Wilson had received the jar of dirt and the seeds from Alejandro, it seemed to just come full circle. In that relationship and in how over many years of a friendship, they were able to just bring that moment and bring Magi back full circle. When it came back to America and ended up being part of who he was, and it was part of his garden, and it was just something that really reminded me of just how God works in such mysterious ways at times.
Mark, we've talked about the Magi boxes and the impact that they have. Have you had experience in your own life with Adventures in Odyssey having an impact?
You know, I'm my wife Beth grew up listening to Adventures in Odyssey when she was in elementary and middle school 30 years ago. Yeah. And when her parents and brother would go on road trips, they would take the six to eight cassette tapes with them that were in plastic yeah. containers, and they would listen to the individual episodes. And she was just really even impacted by that then and being shaped in her journey. And when I mentioned to her that we were recording this podcast, she lit up and it just took her back to her childhood and what an impact it had on her 30 years ago. And she was just excited that that it's still going, but it's still going, you know, in different platforms. But she even remembered some of the characters, Mr. Whitaker, Eugene, and just how, you know, it took her back to van rides on road trips across the country with her family. And they'd pop in a cassette tape, they'd listen to it, they'd talk about it, and then they would listen to another one. And to me, that was just really like, wow, like the impact you guys are having and that you've had for now decades and now multiple generations, you know, you'll never know what that impact is.
You know, a theme of this episode is how a small act can lead to a big change. And I'm always kind of amazed how God uses us to accomplish these amazing things in his kingdom. So, Mark, do you have a message for our listeners maybe who feel like they maybe can't do something that's big in God's kingdom, but, you know, he equips us and gives us these amazing opportunities?
Yeah, you know, just when we get outside of ourselves and we think about serving others, and whether that is serving somebody across the street or whether that is packing Magi boxes to serve kids on the other side of the world, like it all makes a difference.
Yeah.
That's just important to know that we don't always have to get on a plane. Sometimes we may just get on our bike or we just may walk down the street. And really just even, you know, whether it's a podcast that's going to encourage somebody to serve, whether it's a volunteer packing a Magi box, or whether it's going on a short-term mission trip, or walking across the street to take your neighbor a casserole who's on hard times. It's really just having that mindset of service and putting others above yourself.
That's so true. And it's true that we've really enjoyed talking with you today and learning more about Healing Hands International and the Magi boxes. So thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me on the podcast, and thank you for spotlighting our ministry, and blessings as you continue to get the message out to others about all the great work you're doing.
You can hear more about the Magi boxes by listening to Showdown in San Poco. It's in the club right now.
And outside of the club, album 73, 28 Hours, continues on the radio and online. This weekend is the fourth episode titled Dead of Night. And if you need more reasons to listen than last week's cliffhanger, here's a sneak peek.
On the next adventure in Odyssey, nothing is what it seems.
Is anyone in this town who they say they are?
She might be the key to figuring this whole thing out.
Who can be trusted?
You said you did, but I don't know that.
What, do you think I'm lying? I saw her 20 minutes ago. She was leaving town.
Who knows how high this goes?
Will the truth come to light? Find out on the next adventure in Odyssey.
You can listen to that adventure or catch up on the last one on our website at adventuresinodyssey.com.
You can hear all six parts in the club right now.
Or you can listen on CD and download. All those links are on our website.
That's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family. If you have any questions about Odyssey and you need to talk to someone, feel free to call 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day's an adventure.
Focus on the Family and Adventures in Odyssey present the Imagination Station Books, an exciting series for readers ages 6 and up. Through Wit's greatest invention, young readers will travel to the Colosseum in ancient Rome and a longboat in Greenland.
I am Eric the Red.
They're Viking.
And there's so much more. When you visit theimaginationstation.com, you can find study guides and devotionals, plus fun family activities. More information at theimaginationstation.com or 1-800-A-FAMILY.